The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's time for Powering Your Property with Karamjit Singh, senior consultant at real estate firm JLL and CEO of our Show Suite. Showsuite.com is a new homes portal where you can experience your new dream home in 3D and VR. You can download the app for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Well, it was reported last week that HDB will launch a few new flats next year, with around 15,000 built-to-order units planned for neighbourhoods like Sengkang, Jurong West and Kallang Wampo. The agency launched 15,800 flats this year, lower than its initial estimate of 17,000 flats. Well, Karamjit, what's accounting for the decreasing numbers in recent years?
Hi, Bernard. You will recall that there was a major turning point in the politics in GE 2011, where there was quite a bit of upset voters who complained against rising HDB prices. And that was arising from two things, immigration and also a shortage of HDB flats. Since then, HDB has been working double time to increase the supply of HDB flats through the BTO program. And it seems that whatever that needed to do to contain the shortage has worked. And now they can now start recalibrating and bringing back supply levels to where it's more sustainable, having solved that problem. So I think it's just more of that.
Mm-hmm. So is it not because the government is putting more emphasis towards improving existing and older flats?
I think that would be a kind of a different strategy from the BTO supply projection. Projection has to be more arising from immigration, new household formation, marriage, how many marriages takes place, birth rate and all that. So I think that will be quite independent of that.
Karamjit Singh is our guest. You're listening to Powering Your Property at 19 minutes past 5. Karamjit, the government has moderated the total supply of private residential units for the first half 2019 of government land sales, or the GLS program, this to mitigate an oversupply situation that we've seen over the last few years. Last Thursday, National Development Ministry said that the first half of the 2019 GLS program will comprise 5 confirmed list sites and 9 reserve list sites. Now, these sites can yield about 6,400 private residential units, about 86,000 square meters of gross floor area of commercial space, and over 1,100 hotel rooms. The private housing supply works out to be almost 20% lower than the private residential units in both lists of the current second half 2018 slate. With that as a background, as a basis for its decision, the government cited an ample pipeline of upcoming housing supply from both sites that were sold via collective sale and public tenders. So was this a wise and necessary decision?
I think so. The two things have taken place. One is the whole of last year and this year, we saw a lot of private sites sold, giving rise to new supply that's coming on stream next year and the years ahead. And this sits above the government's plan, government land sales program. So one is more supply than anticipated. Secondly, is demand has been curtailed by the new cooling measures. So you've got two things working in tandem that naturally requires a revisit of the government land sales supply policies. And I think what they needed to do was just that, and also address where the oversupply, in their opinion, was, and hence that manifested itself in the profile of the sites that were announced.
Mm-hmm. Well, give us the numbers, Karamjit. How many new homes are ready to be launched next year?
The numbers are actually quite staggering, but it's difficult to put a number as to how many new units will be introduced. My sense is that it could be somewhere about 15,000 plus. This year, we'll probably close with about just under 10,000 new homes having been sold by developers. But bulk of the activity actually took place and intensified only in the second half of the year, as supply started streaming into the market. The projects that would have approvals for sale will be very much more than 15,000. But again, most developers will take a 2 to 3 year time horizon as a strategy timeline to offload their projects.
Okay, let's look at one particular category, that of executive condominiums. The number of sites allocated for ECs have remained pretty much the same as the second half 2018 GLS, despite the increasing demand for ECs that we've seen in recent years. The total number of ECs that can be yielded from both the confirmed and reserve list sites have shrunk 24.8%. Karamjit, do you think the reduced supply could exacerbate the current price growth for new ECs?
I think there is a point to be made that will happen. But I think what has happened is that they would have taken the view that ECs come in the same category as mass market, and that's where they believe the oversupply situation is. ECs naturally tend to attract more demand than an equivalent private condominium, just purely because it comes with restrictions, and restrictions comes hand in hand with a lower price point. So it becomes more affordable. But because the view taken was that there's quite a bit of supply already in the mass market, they felt that there was merit in, you know, reducing the overall supply in mass market, and with that comes executive condominiums.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the sites in the confirmed list are well located. What's your analysis of some of the plum sites?
Sure. So it's kind of just consistent with that view that it looks like the government took the view that they will rather not further aggravate the oversupply situation in mass market or suburban locations, and hence concentrate the new supply in growth areas as far as CBD is concerned. So that explains the Middle Road, the Tan Quee Lan Street side, the Burnham Street side that's in CBD, and those off in fringe of the core central area.
Okay, Karamjit, before we let you go, a final question. What are the standout sites on the reserve list?
To me, the big one was the site at Dunman Road. It's a massive site. It's a site that can accommodate as many as 1,000 units. It's close to the Dakota MRT station, and it's just up north of the Tanjung Katong landed estate. So that's a generally affluent area. I think that would be the standout site.
He's Karamjit Singh, senior consultant at real estate firm JLL and CEO of ShowSuite. Karamjit, thanks so much for joining us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.